And
what was that you saw in him?
Well, first of all, let's talk about what everybody sees in Maranji. I mean, for most part, premies see what they're intended to see. Okay, every time they see Maranji, it's in a very well staged situation, designed to give a certain type of impression.
Yeah.
And they don't see him otherwise at all.
Right.
They may hear stories and this and that, but all of them are embellished with coincidences blown to the proportion of miracles. Okay, so they really don't know what he's like. Well, I didn't really know what Maranji was like either, even though I was president of the mission in the United States, and by premier standings, I was one of the chief devotees of Maranji until 1974, when he split with his family. And when he split with his family, then he became very much dependent upon me to do a lot of things for him, to ensure the fact that he could maintain his independence from his mother, and that he could consolidate the membership, not only in the United States, but internationally as well, behind him, because he was in open competition with his brother at that point, who his mother was now backing.
Right.
And they were denouncing him and so on. So it was a period of time where he had called upon me to internationalize the Divine Light Mission, and he was essentially laying low and just letting me do that. But on the other hand, he was confiding in me all the time, and he had been confiding in me for months prior to the split, so that I knew that it was coming, about how his mother was such a bad influence on him, and how Baba Guanji was so crazy and so on, and how this was, you know, threatening to ruin all of our plans and so on. Because we used to plan to do things that were ultimately intended to help people realize the importance of life and change the quality of the human living experience throughout the world.
Right.
And even those goals, in repeating them, they seem somewhat chaotic in the sense that they may be the impossible dream. I believed in it at the time, and I was working for it wholeheartedly and with all of my devotion. And I trusted Maranji implicitly. And so, consequently, when he started confiding in me, I felt that I had reason to believe in him even more. And that, you know, yes, that the problems that we were experiencing with Divine Light Mission had a source, and the source was the conflict within his family. And consequently, I felt that as soon as that was resolved successfully, that things would, in fact, change, and that the problems would be corrected, and all of the good things that we were doing would continue only increased in proportion. And that didn't happen. What happened was that I started living with Maranji then, once he split with his family, and I saw what he was really like. Maranji, at the time, was real young. He was only 16, 17 in those days. But he already had developed some really bad habits that are essentially the result of a lifestyle of being plain bored, essentially. And but by bad habits, I'm talking about not my own opinion. I'm talking about in terms of his own physical well-being. He used to drink excessively, and he had not learned to manage the stress of his situation, so consequently he suffered from essential hypertension, which is a psychological high blood pressure condition, which was very dangerous for his health and well-being. He used to have fainting spells sometimes because his blood pressure would get so high and he would just black out. Things like this, to me, were indicative of some deeper problems.